Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Forgiving What You Can't Forget by Lisa Turkhurst is a practical and emotionally grounded guide for people who feel stuck between what happened and what they wish they could release. Drawing on the author's experience as a Christian communicator and the broader faith-based tradition of forgiveness, the book explores why forgiveness can feel impossible when the wound is deep, repeated, or unresolved. Rather than treating forgiveness as instant relief, it frames it as a process that involves grief, boundaries, and honest naming of harm. The focus is not on excusing wrongdoing or forcing reconciliation, but on learning how to move forward without dragging the past into every new day. Readers are guided to examine triggers, intrusive memories, and the mental loops that keep pain active long after an event ends. With a blend of spiritual perspective and everyday tools, the book aims to help readers make peace with painful memories, rebuild inner stability, and create a life that feels whole again. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why forgiveness feels impossible and why that reaction makes sense. A central topic is the emotional logic behind why forgiveness can feel unreachable. The book treats resistance to forgiveness not as failure, but as a signal that something significant was lost: safety, trust, dignity, or a future you expected. By validating the weight of betrayal and disappointment, it makes room for readers to admit the full impact of what happened instead of minimizing it. This matters because many people try to forgive while still denying their anger, grief, or confusion, which often leads to performative forgiveness that collapses under stress. The author emphasizes that forgiveness is not pretending it did not hurt, and it is not a shortcut to feeling better. It is a decision and an ongoing practice that may unfold in stages. This topic also highlights the difference between forgiving an offense and erasing consequences. Readers are encouraged to recognize the internal cost of staying fused to the injury, while also acknowledging that healing requires time, support, and often repeated effort when old feelings resurface. The result is a more realistic foundation for beginning the work. Secondly, separating forgiveness from reconciliation, access, and trust, another important theme is clarifying what forgiveness is and is not, especially for readers who fear that forgiving means reopening the door to harm. The book distinguishes forgiveness from reconciliation by explaining that reconciliation requires mutual responsibility and changed behavior, while forgiveness can be pursued even when the other person is unsafe, unrepentant, or absent. This separation is crucial for people dealing with ongoing family conflict, complicated friendships, or a workplace betrayal where full restoration is not wise. The book also addresses the misconception that forgiving automatically restores trust. Trust is framed as something rebuilt through consistency, honesty, and evidence over time, not something granted because you want to be a good person. Boundaries become part of the forgiveness story, not an exception to it. Readers are invited to consider what level of access someone should have to their life now, and what limits protect their well-being without turning into bitterness. This topic helps readers pursue inner freedom while still making mature decisions about relationship repair, communication, and emotional safety. Thirdly, dealing with triggers and painful memories that keep replaying, the book pays close attention to the way painful experiences remain active through memory, triggers, and rumination. Even after a person decides to forgive, reminders can reignite physical stress responses and emotional flooding. This topic explores how healing often requires more than willpower, because the brain and body can store a sense of threat connected to places, dates, songs, or certain conversations. The author encourages readers to identify what sets off the emotional spiral and to treat those moments as opportunities to practice new responses. Rather than interpreting triggers as proof that forgiveness did not work, they are framed as a normal part of recovery, especially after betrayal. Readers are guided to interrupt the narrative that keeps re-injuring them, replacing it with grounded truth statements, prayerful reflection, and intentional self-talk that points towards stability. The goal is not to erase memory, but to reduce its control. Over time, the memory can become a fact of the past rather than a force that dictates the present. This section is especially relevant for anyone who feels exhausted by recurring thoughts and wants a pathway to calmer inner life. Fourthly, processing grief, anger, and justice without getting trapped in them, forgiveness often collides with the need for justice and the raw emotions that follow harm. The book treats grief and anger as legitimate responses that need processing rather than suppression. This topic explores how unprocessed pain can harden into resentment, yet forced positivity can create shame and emotional disconnection. Readers are encouraged to lament what happened, acknowledge what cannot be changed, and name what was unfair. The author also considers the desire to be validated, to receive an apology, or to see consequences, and how unmet expectations can keep a person spiritually and emotionally stuck. A key part of this discussion is learning to release the role of judge and jury without dismissing accountability. That can mean entrusting ultimate justice to God while still pursuing appropriate earthly steps, such as confronting someone, seeking counsel, or creating distance. The emphasis is on choosing responses that protect the heart from being defined by the offense. By making room for honest emotions and pairing them with wise action, the book offers a framework for moving through grief rather than living inside it. It helps readers pursue peace that is not denial, but deeply informed acceptance. Lastly, rebuilding a beautiful life with boundaries, identity, and ongoing practice. Beyond releasing the past, the book focuses on rebuilding a life that feels beautiful again, not by chasing a flawless story, but by living with renewed clarity and self-respect. This topic emphasizes that forgiveness is a practice that shapes identity. You are not only someone who was hurt, you are someone who can heal, choose wisdom, and cultivate healthy relationships. The author invites readers to consider how pain can distort self-worth and decision-making, leading to hypervigilance, people-pleasing, or avoidance. Rebuilding involves identifying what you need now, creating routines that support emotional health, and making boundary decisions that align with your values. Spiritual practices such as prayer, reflection, and community support are positioned as stabilizing resources, especially when progress feels slow. The book also acknowledges that some relationships may not return to what they were, and that this loss can be grieved while still choosing a hopeful future. The long-term aim is freedom, the ability to remember without reliving, to love without losing yourself, and to move forward without carrying the offense as your daily companion. Forgiveness becomes part of a broader strategy for resilient living. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who are carrying the lingering weight of betrayal, family conflict, divorce, friendship rupture, or repeated disappointments, especially those who want a faith-based path that still respects emotional reality. It will also help anyone who has tried to forgive but keeps getting pulled back by triggers, intrusive thoughts, or the feeling that an apology never came. The benefit is practical and personal. The book offers a way to stop organizing life around an old injury, make sense of why the pain stays loud, and choose responses that protect both the heart and the future. It supports a forgiveness process that includes grief, wise boundaries, and realistic expectations about trust and reconciliation. Compared with similar forgiveness books that can sound like quick spiritual fixes or generic self-help advice, this one stands out for addressing the messy middle, when you want peace but do not know what to do with unresolved emotions. Its blend of spiritual framing and everyday application makes it worth buying for readers who want both compassion and clarity. It helps you move forward without denying what happened, and it points toward a life that feels stable, meaningful, and genuinely renewed. If you would like to support Lysa Turkhurst, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.